Prestige Worldwide Dynasty Fantasy Football League Podcast. Today's episode is brought to you by Baywall PPC. Pay-per-click puts you in the captain's seat of your marketing efforts. Through data-driven optimization, your brand will be put front and center in front of your key demographics. We'll help you bring in increased conversions and qualified sales leads. Our pay-per-click team will examine your traffic to make sure you're not wasting a penny on unnecessary spend and focus on driving in traffic that will maximize your return on investment. Visit baywallppc.com. All right, we're back. Week 12 of the NFL and the Prestige Worldwide Dynasty Fantasy Football League in the books. And what a week it was. Thanksgiving week. So we had three games on Thursday. We had the first Black Friday game, followed by the rest of the slate on Sunday. So interesting week. Man, this was a long week for me, but it was fun. It just felt so long. It's three straight days of Thanksgiving get-togethers and meals. I don't know if it was all the football spread out that made it feel longer. But man, it was just a fun week, but just long. And ready to keep going here. So let's get into the scores. First game of the slate, unfortunately, our Lions lost to the Green Bay Packers. Jared Goff just looked completely lost. The defense didn't show up. And Jordan Love just kicked our ass. Jordan Love, 26.62 at the quarterbacks. David Montgomery, 15.1 out of him. Good game. Receivers, Christian Watson, his coming out party finally showed up. And of course, it was against our Detroit Lions, 17.9 from him. Tight ends, Sam Laporta, big game out of him, 15.2. And the defenses, Packers had 18 points on defense against us, three fumble recoveries. Jared Goff just could not hang onto the ball. It made no sense. He looked like completely lost out there, like I said. It was almost like they just like chose not to prepare for Green Bay. It was wild to watch. So yeah, fortunately, Lions lose that one. Next, Dallas absolutely smacked the shit out of the Washington Commanders. I'm sure many of you out there probably took a Thanksgiving Day nap during this game because it was over quick and it was over fast. And yeah, I mean, it was to be expected. Dallas is rolling right now. This game got Washington's defensive coordinator fired, Jack Del Rio. Dak Prescott, 32.24. Tony Pollard finally had a good game, 19.3 out of him. Wide receivers, CeeDee Lamb led the way with 15.3. Brandon Cooks not far behind him at 15.2. Tight ends, Jake Ferguson, led the way 4 points. And then defenses, Commanders minus -3, Cowboys 16. And then the final game of the Thanksgiving Day slate, another boring game. Probably could have slept in this one as well. Brock Purdy and the San Francisco Giants take down Seattle 31-13. Purdy 10.46. McCaffrey, just the usual 28.4, massive game from him. Debo Samuel, 18.9 out of him. Good game from him. Tight ends, Noah Fant led the way, 3.5. And the 49ers defense at 13. And then we move into the first ever Black Friday NFL game. Unfortunately, this was another snooze fest. Miami crushed the Jets 34-13. The Jets started Tim Boyle, who is bad at football. Neither quarterback did that well, though. Tua led the way with only 7.82 points. Apparently Mike White came into the game, and it must have been a kneel. It says one carry for minus 2 yards. Raheem Mostert, 21.4, led all running backs. Receivers, Tyreek Hill, the usual, 20.9 from him. Massive game. Jalen Waddle finally showed up too, though, 15.4 from him. Tyler Conklin, 5.3 from him, led the tight ends. Defenses, the Dolphins had a big one, 22 points from them. And then we move into the Sunday games. Atlanta Falcons take down New Orleans Saints, 24-15. Derek Carr, 10.86. Other way, quarterbacks. Bijan Robinson, big game from him. They're finally using him. Holy shit. 25.8 from him. I watched him catch that wheel route for a touchdown. That was what they should have been doing all season long. Glad they finally figured that one out. Chris Olave, big game from him, 14.9. Tight ends, Taysom Hill led the way with 7.1. And defenses, Falcons actually had 14 points on defense there. Next game, Pittsburgh takes down Cincinnati, 16-10. Watched a good portion of this game. Pittsburgh fired Matt Canada last week. Haven't gone for 400 yards of offense in like 3 years. And the first game that they fire their coordinator, they go for 400 yards. Couldn't write the script any better than that. Unfortunate, but for Matt Canada anyways, that happened. But it sounded like the whole town, whole state of Pennsylvania and Pittsburgh, city of Pittsburgh, they just hated that guy, which is... It makes sense because he just doesn't know how to run an offense, because the first game they fire him, they go for a record like 400 yards they haven't gone for in over 3 years or whatever it was. But anyways, quarterbacks, Jake Browning actually led the way at 11.98. Najee Harris, 15.9 at him for running backs, led the way. Receivers, Ja'Marr Chase, 10.1, but... It was a lucky 10.1 because two or three like tipped balls that went like 10 feet in the air just happened to land into his arms. And that's how he lucked into 10.1 points. It was crazy to watch. Pat Freiermuth back from injury, 16.5 out of him. Looking like he's really unlocking their offense. Steelers, 11 points on defense. Next game, Jacksonville gets by Houston, 24-21. Houston missed the game tying field goal at the end. Jacksonville takes the victory. Watched a good portion of this game too. It was pretty good. CJ Stroud is him, as the kids say. 30.86 from him. Just a massive game. Let's see. Travis Etienne led the running backs, 10.6. Nico Collins, 19.9 at him. Good game from him. Not far behind, though, was Calvin Ridley, 19.4. He's finally, I think Zay Jones. When Zay Jones plays, Calvin Ridley goes nuts. That's pretty much it. There's no other like analysis on that other than if Zay Jones is not in the game, just bench Calvin Ridley. Tight ends, Evan Ingram, 7.4 from him. Defenses, not much defense in this one. Jaguars had 4. Next game, Indy gets by Tampa Bay, 27-20. Gardner Minshew, 14.6 out of him. Running backs, Jonathan Taylor had 2 touchdowns, 21.1 out of him. By the way, said this to Zach, a lot of players had 2 touchdowns this week. It's kind of crazy. Let's see. Mike Evans, big game out of him. Speaking of which, he had 2 touchdowns, 22 points from him. Tight ends, Kate Otten led the way with 6.5. Colts defense led the way with 12. Next game, the Giants beat New England 10-7. New England, another missed field goal to tie the game at the end. They're just so sad. I mean, their offense is so bad that it's like comical. Like, it's actually hilarious. Mac Jones, like this happened with Clayton Toon a few weeks ago on Arizona. Like I said, like you and me, you listening to this, and me, we did not play in this game, and we had more fantasy points than Mac Jones. Mac Jones, minus 0.44 points. And to be honest, we almost outscored Bailey Zapp. He had 0.16. So yeah, if you combine those two, like people not in the game outscored the quarterbacks that played in the game. That's how fucking terrible their offense is. Anyways, Tom DeVito, 10.24. Ramondre Stevenson, big game out of him, 19.2. Jalen Hyatt, 13.4, led running back or wide receivers. Good to see him finally show up. It's kind of his rookie coming out party there. Kind of nice. Tight ends. The only tight end with any production was Daniel Bellinger, and he had one catch for 8 yards for 1.3 points. And the Giants led the way, 14 points on defense. So, yeah, probably the two worst teams in the NFL squaring off. And, of course, it ended on a missed field goal because why wouldn't it? Anyways, Tennessee takes down Carolina 17-10. Speaking of bad teams, Carolina might be actually worse than New England and the Giants. Frank Reich fired, but by all accounts, he's probably happy about it. Because why wouldn't he be? He's still getting paid and he doesn't have to coach a shit organization. Will Levis, 7.1. Or no, sorry, Bryce Young, 8.06. Led the quarterbacks. Derrick Henry, another two touchdown guy, like I mentioned, 20.1 from him. Let's see, wide receivers, Jonathan Mingo, rookie, led the receivers with 8 points. And defenses, the Titans finished with 11. Sorry, I thought someone was upstairs. Snooze fest, LA Rams 37, Arizona 14. Rams just absolutely wiped the floor with Arizona, pretty much. Matt Stafford, 23.36. Kyren Williams, two touchdowns. Another two touchdown guy. 35.4 from him from the running back spot. Just massive, massive game. Wide receivers, Hollywood Brown led the way, 11.8. Tight ends, Tyler Higbee, another two touchdown guy, 17.4 from him. And the defenses, Rams had 5. Denver smashes Cleveland 29-12. Denver's playing well lately. I think that's like 4-5 in a row they won. Russell Wilson, 16.76. Samaje Perine led the way, 13.1 for running backs. Wide receivers, Cam Sutton leads the way, 7.6. Tight ends, David Njoku, 8.9 from him. Broncos defense had a big 18 points. Kansas City takes down the Vegas Raiders, 31-17. Pat Mahomes, 20.82. Pacheco, big game out of him. Another two touchdown guy, 23.4 from him. Wide receivers, rookie Rashi Rice leads the way, 20.7. He's on my team, so that's good that he's finally breaking out a little bit here. Good to see. Good to see his trajectory pointing upwards. Tight ends, Travis Kelce, 12.1. I did see a little bit of this game, and I think Travis Kelce should just like retire. He looks like he wants to retire out there. You could tell it's on his mind just by his body language, which is weird to say, but yeah, that guy should just hang him up after this year. In my personal opinion, Kansas City Chiefs defense had 2, lead the way. Next game, this was the game of the week. In overtime, Philly takes down Buffalo 37-34. This game was awesome. It went like 4 hours plus. A lot of scoring. I think the Bills should have won, but Gabe Davis looked over his wrong shoulder there and missed the touchdown pass that would have won the game. And then Jalen Hurts just came down the field and rushed it in, and they win. Philly just finds ways to win. They're 10-1. It's crazy. Anyways, quarterbacks, Josh Allen, 39.66, but not too far behind was Jalen Hurts with 30.5. Crazy. James Cook, 13 points, led the running backs. Devontae Smith led all receivers with 20.1. Tight ends, Dalton Kincaid, 6.3. And no defense in this one as Philly leads the way with 4 points. And then the Sunday night game here, Baltimore takes down the Chargers. Man, the Chargers is just, they just suck. It's sad. They just can't win. Herbert kind of reminds me of Matt Stafford in a way, like an all-time quarterback, but he's just on the shit team, shit organization. Needs to be traded for him to actually start winning games. Yeah, it's weird. It's weirdly eerily similar to Matt Stafford. Anyways, Lamar Jackson, 14.98. Keaton Mitchell, 9.9 from the running backs, leads away. Zay Flowers, big game out of him. Another two-touchdown guy, 20.7 from him. Gerald Everett, 12.3 from him, leads the tight ends. And the Ravens defense had a big 18 points. And then the Monday game, last night's game, recording this on Tuesday, by the way, per usual. Watched the entirety of this game, and man, Justin Fields is just fucking terrible at quarterback. I mean, he just sucks. Like, seriously, he should be benched. Like, even they won because Josh Jobs just happened to play worse, 4 picks. But that being said, here's how bad Chicago is. Josh Jobs threw 4 picks, and Chicago still almost lost the game. In fact, they didn't even score a touchdown, and they somehow won. So what? Just a shit game. I mean, that was hard to watch. Probably the worst Monday night game like we've had in years and years. I mean, that was just piss poor. Anyways, Justin Fields, 10.58 from him. Roshon Johnson led the running backs, 10 points from him. DJ Moore, 16.9. Tight ends, TJ Hockenson scored the only touchdown in the entire game, 13.5 from him. And the Bears defense had 16. So yeah, that wraps up the scores for the week. What a week it was. And let's dive into the injuries that came out of week 12.
Won't show it. We're not doctors, so we're not going to speculate, but I'm fairly certain that your leg is not supposed to bend that way.
All right, injuries from week 12. But first, per usual, the bye weeks continue on here. No teams on bye last week. 6 teams on bye this week. I mean, the bye weeks just continue to not make any sense. It's stupid. Week 13 and there's 6 teams on bye. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Anyways, Baltimore Ravens, Buffalo Bills, Chicago Bears, Las Vegas Raiders, Minnesota Vikings, and New York Giants on bye. Injuries, Dorian Thompson Robinson, concussion. DTR was ruled out with a concussion, and unfortunately, there isn't a good trend to rely on for QBs after a concussion. Derek Carr had 2 weeks to recover. Jaren Hall wasn't going to start anyway. Jimmy Garoppolo missed 1 game, and Brock Purdy returned in 6 days. So quite literally, your guess is as good as mine. Amari Cooper, ribs. Cooper was ruled out with a ribs injury, and his x-rays are reportedly negative. Don't take that to heart quite yet, though, as they'll need a CT scan to ensure he doesn't have cartilage fractures. Generally speaking, wide receivers miss 0.7 games with this injury on average. Breaking it down further, 66% of wide receivers miss 0 games, while 18% miss 1 game. Best case scenario here is he'll play through the injury like DK Metcalf did earlier this season, or he'll miss just 1 game. At worst, this is a 2021 AJ Brown type injury and he'll miss 3 to 4 weeks, which I don't expect. Bottom line, as long as his CT scan is negative, I don't expect Cooper to miss any more than 1 game. Chris Olave, concussion. Things aren't looking great for Olave, who has now sustained his second concussion in 2 years. I want to emphasize how different every human and every brain injury is before giving the data. This is why concussions are almost impossible to project. But we'll give it a try anyway. A fantasy relevant wide receivers who sustained a concussion in 2022 and then again this season, they have all missed at least one game. To make matters worse, in 2023, only 16% of wide receivers who sustained a concussion missed zero games. On the bright side, Davante Adams and Chris Godwin were two of those three wide receivers, which I'm sure is pure coincidence and has nothing to do with their profile or role on the team. Bottom line, prepare to be without Chris Olave and be pleasantly surprised if he is cleared to play. DeMario Douglas, concussion. Things don't get less tricky as Douglas dealt with a concussion this season in week 6. Now Douglas says he doesn't have a concussion, which is great, but he was still ruled out. This one will be a situation to monitor in a year where his teammate has missed 4 games due to a recurrent concussion, and KJ Osborne and Jonathan Mingo cleared protocol but did not play the following week. Bottom line, Douglas should be available next week. The Patriots are in bye, but his situation will be one to monitor. Rashid Shaheed, thigh/quad. From 2018 to 2022, there were 27 wide receivers who had thigh-quad injuries. In that sample, only 26% missed at least one game, and only 15% missed 2 or more games. Bottom line, Shaheed will face an uphill battle to play in week 13, but week 14 is on the table. All right, let's go ahead and jump into the weekly report from week 12 in the Proceed Worldwide Dynasty Fantasy Football League. Best manager goes to Johnny Watts. He set a lineup that was 99% of their perfect possible lineup. Worst manager goes to myself, Team KK. I set the worst lineup and only scored 68% of my perfect possible lineup. So congratulations to us, best and worst managers of the week. Biggest blowout, Boats and Hoes, put a beat down on Team Mel, though, J.A. He beat them by a margin of 40.6%. Narrow victory, 36-minute phone calls, narrowly slides by Team Nighthawk by a margin of 3.3%. Highest scorer on the week, Team Johnny Watts, lowest scorer, the Gilda Lady. Overachiever, Johnny Watts, of course. All these just correlate. I don't even know why I do this. But anyways, overachieved the projection by 52%. And of course, below expectation was myself. I missed the projection by 11%. QB of the week, Josh Allen, 39.66 from him. Running back of the week, Kyron Williams, 35.4. Wide receiver of the week, Mike Evans, 22. Tyler Higbee, tight end of the week. All these players of the week all had 2 touchdowns. Crazy. It was just the week of 2 touchdowns. Defense of the week. Sorry. Miami Dolphins, 22 points. Bench warmers. Unfortunately. Let's see. Sorry. Anyways, bench warmers. Unfortunately, team tighten up. Left CJ Stroud on the bench. He had 30.86. Unfortunately, Maldo J.A. left Bijan Robinson on the bench. He had 25.8. Unfortunately, I left Rashi Rice on the bench. 20.7 from him. Unfortunately, Team Mena left Pat Freiermuth on the bench. 16.5 from him. And unfortunately, Team Bayhawk left the Green Bay Packers defense on the bench. They had 18. And then quickly running through the matchups in the Proceed Worldwide Dynasty Fantasy Football League from week 12. Team KK and myself takes down the Gilda Lady. I move to 7-5. Gilda Lady drops to 1-11. 36-minute phone calls takes down Nighthawk. He moves to 5-7. Nighthawk drops to 8-4. Mike Concho takes down Team Seamiet. Moves to 8-4. Team Seamiet drops to 7-5. Tighten Up moves to 7-5 as he takes down Liver Spotted Hands, who drops to 2-10. Man, talk about a fall from grace. champion of a league to 2-10. You hate to see it. Team Mena. Oh, no, sorry. Team Johnny Watts takes down Team Mena and moves to 6-6. Team Mena drops to 6-6. Boats and Hoes handles business against Team LLJA. Moves to a league best 11-1. Team LLJA drops to 4-8. The standings, Boats and Hoes, 11-1, waiver 3. Nighthawk, 8-4, waiver 5. Mike Concho, 8-4, waiver 1. Team KK, 7-5, waiver 11. Team Titan Up, 7-5, waiver 9. Team Simiat, 7-5, waiver 6. Team Mena, 6-6, waiver 8. Johnny Watts, 6-6, waiver 10. 36-minute phone calls, 5-7. Waiver 7. Team Metal J, 4-8, waiver 2. Liver Spot Hands, 2-10, waiver 4. They go the lady, 1-11, waiver 12. And, yeah, that pretty much wraps up what went down in Week 12 in the Prestige Worldwide Dynasty Fantasy Football League. Let's go ahead and take a quick peek at Week 13 here. All right, now that playoffs are right around the corner here, let's take our first look at what the bracket would look like if playoffs started today. Boats and Hoes would have obviously have the first round bye. He's 11-1, so that makes sense there. Myself would square up against Team Titan Up if that were to go. Team Nighthawk has the other first round bye. And then Team Simiat would square up against Mike Concho if that were to hold true. In the toilet bowl, let's see. Oh, the Team Gill the Lady would have a first round bye. Makes sense. He's in last place. Liver Spotted Hands would have the first round bye. That makes sense. He's in second to last place. 36-minute phone calls would be squaring up against Team Johnny Watts. And Team Mena would take on Team LLJA. So that's how the playoff bracket stands right now. Yeah, that toilet bowl just fighting for that Poop Emoji King title. We'll see who takes that home. Last year it was Team LLJA. He is the current and reigning Poop Emoji King. Okay, let's look at the games here. Week 13. Thursday, Seattle at Dallas. Dallas should smash Seattle. I mean, Dak Prescott's playing at an MVP level. Seattle is kind of down right now. Yeah, this game shouldn't be close, and if it is, it's because it's fixed. Houston takes on Denver. That'll be a good one. Denver, like I said, I think they won 3-4 in a row now. Houston's playing well. Chargers versus New England Patriots. Just two teams that are terrible. I would think the Chargers could actually get this one done, but you never know. Just two teams that are not good right now. Detroit heading up to New Orleans. It's a big game for the Lions. We currently hold a 3-game lead in the division. And the two of the teams chasing us are on bye next week. So this is a big week for us, really separate ourselves and kind of solidify that playoff spot. We need to beat New Orleans, and hopefully we do. Atlanta Falcons take on the Jets. Don't really have much to say about that one. Probably really boring. Arizona takes on Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh coming off their first 400-yard game in 3 years. Hopefully they continue that one and take down Arizona. India, Tennessee, just your classic divisional matchup there. That one should be a good game. Neither team's really that good, but I'll expect that one to be a close one. Miami at Washington. Miami should just absolutely blow the doors off Washington. But as we've seen in the past, you fire your coordinator and for some reason the defense will probably just stand on its head, and they might even beat Miami for all I know, because that's just how it works. It seems like every time they fire a coach, they just play their asses off the next week, because why wouldn't they? Carolina, Tampa Bay, Don't care about that one. Game of the week here, San Francisco and Philly. Potentially an NFC championship preview here. I've probably said this before, but if Brock Purdy doesn't get hurt last year in this game, they would have gone on to beat Philly and probably would have gone on to win the Super Bowl. But that's just not how life works. So yeah, I kind of think San Francisco gets their revenge here and takes down Philly, but that'll be a good game. Cleveland at Rams, don't really care about that one. Kansas City at Green Bay. As a Lions fan, I need Kansas City to stand up here and beat Green Bay. Monday night, Cincy at Jacksonville. Man, tough Monday to game. Jacksonville should absolutely smash them. And that wraps up the pod. No quote of the week. Man, quote of the week's getting hard to find quotes. The internet is not friendly to like finding random NFL quotes, other than like stupid ass little one-liners. But yeah, we'll sort of skip that and maybe revisit that later. Anyways, week 13 coming up here. Hope everyone had a fantastic Thanksgiving, and looking forward to the rest of the season here. Playoffs right around the corner. See ya. Peace.